church family. But ultimately, friends, you and I are saved to be transformed into the image of God's Son. Did you know that? You are saved to be transformed into the image of God's Son, to have every single part of your life changed into His likeness. Imagine what that's going to be like one day when you get to heaven. When sin He saved us so He could form His Son Jesus in us. And that's going to be an exciting day when we finally reach the goal of being transformed into the likeness of Jesus Christ. But I had this question. What is my part in this transformation process? Ultimately, all I can do is be willing to turn from my sin, be willing to believe that Christ Jesus died to pay the penalty for my sin, and to trust God's word that He promises that when we do that, God exchanges my unholiness for the holiness of His Son, Jesus Christ. What a day that will be. Friends, that being the case, today I want to call to your attention yet another way that you and I can be transformed into the likeness of Jesus Christ. And that is to relate to our mothers the way Jesus related to His mother. In John chapter 19, we find that Jesus has already been nailed to the cross. And the Bible says in verse 25 of John chapter 19, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus His mother." Stop there for a second. There stood by the cross of Jesus His mother, and His mother's sister, and Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene as well. And when Jesus therefore saw His mother and the disciple whom He loved standing by. Now, any studier of the Bible, especially the book of John, knows that this disciple whom He loved is John. So when Jesus saw His mother and John standing by, Jesus said to His mother, "Woman, behold your son." And He said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. What a multitude of memories Mary must have had treasured up in her heart as she recounted her precious son, Jesus. Just think of it. Wouldn't you love to know all that happened as Jesus was growing up? Wouldn't it be neat to learn what kind of little boy Jesus was? Wouldn't it have been awesome to find out if Jesus was a rebellious teenager or not? Wouldn't it be awesome to know where all He went and what all He did in addition to what's told to us in the Bible? Wouldn't it have been awesome if you and I could just go back and gaze into the manger? Would it not be awesome, friend, to have followed Him to school? Found out what kind of student he was. I wish that I could have watched him play. I wish I could have heard him preach. I wonder what kind of brother Jesus was. I wonder what kind of neighbor Jesus was. I wonder what kind of friend he was. Mary could have told us enough to fill a dozen libraries, but there is one memory that she would never treasure. And that is when she was eyewitnessing her son's crucifixion. As she stood there at the foot of the cross, can you even imagine for a moment what she felt. Jesus is on the cross. He's bearing the weight of the sins of every human being that ever lived, who was living at that day, and who would ever live as long as the world existed. And yet, Jesus makes sure that his mama was being taken care of. As God, Jesus is dealing with the eternal matters of salvation. But as a man, Jesus is showing all of us just how important it is to take care of and love our mothers. Can I say, you cannot be willfully wrong with your mother and be right with God. So if your mother is still alive, love on your mama. If your mother is still alive, I pray that you'll love your mama and that you'll love your mama in the ways that I'm going to describe today. Beginning with this, love your mom verbally. For some reason, it seems that men especially think, I don't have to say I love you, she knows it already. They say, I don't have to say I love you, I show her I love you. Well, that thing, those may be true, but I'm here to tell you today, your mother needs to hear you say, I love you. Children need to hear you say, I love you. Your wife needs to hear you say, I love you. And listen, it makes you more of a man, not less, when you tell your mama that you love her. I read a Dear Abby letter. Everybody, who knows what Dear Abby was? It was kind of a counseling. It was before we had all the counselors that we have now. But you could actually write a note into the newspaper to Dear Abby, and she'd solve all your problems. Amen? I'm just kidding. Anyway, this fellow wrote in to Dear Abby, and here's what he said. He said, 38 days after the attack on Pearl Harbor that started World War II, I enlisted in the Navy, and I was on my way to the Philippines. While I was on my way to the Philippines fell to the Japanese, and we were rerouted to Australia. 11 days after I landed in Australia, I met the most beautiful girl in the world. On our first date, I told her that I was going to marry her, and 18 months later, I did. And after 57 years of marriage and two children, my beloved Mary died 5 days before Christmas. And although we agreed that our ashes would be scattered over the Rocky Mountains, I just could not bear to part with her ashes. While Mary was alive, she often said to me, "You don't know how much I love you." And I would always give the same response. I would say, likewise. Now my dearest was dying. She was in a coma. And I would go up to her several times a day. And I would tell her that I love her. But it was too late. And although I wrote poetry to her, I could never find myself or bring myself to give her those three words that she yearned for the most. I love you. And a few hours later, my beloved Mary whispered, not enough words. And she died. And the reason that I'm writing, he said, is to urge men especially to express their feelings to their loved ones while they're alive. I don't know why, but it seems that many men are reluctant to express the depths of their feelings. Signed, Missing Mary in Colorado. Our spouses need to hear it. Our children need to hear it. But y'all, our mothers need to hear it too. I love you, Mama. Some men say, well, I'm just not tuned that way. You know what I say? Get tuned. Some men say, but Bill, I'm not comfortable in saying I love you. Then you know what I say? Get uncomfortable and tell your mama I love you. Love her verbally. But also I want to encourage you to love your mama physically. When was the last time you went up and gave your mama a big, big hug without her expecting it? A big old sloppy kiss right on the cheek. When was the last time you snuggled up to her on the couch without her having to ask? Do you realize that your mom is the first person who really touched you? That she is the first one who wrapped you up in her womb? For months, she carried you. And when you came out, her first priority was to hold you, to cuddle you, to stroke your head, to rub your feet, to hold your little cheeks against hers. She gave you her finger to grasp. And in love, she did these things. And she even licked her thumb and wiped that food off your cheek. When you were little, she'd probably say, honey, come give me some sugar. And she'd pucker up, and you'd pucker up, and you'd go give her a wet, sloppy kiss, and she'd even say thank you. She changed your diapers. She potty trained you. She wiped your runny nose. She cleaned food off your face. Mom was constantly touching you. And occasionally, she even endured some extra heavy diaper changes. Woo. But yet she was still swift to clean you up. So listen, friend. Mama deserves your touch. She deserves your touch. Love her verbally, but also love her physically. But can I say that we also should love mom patiently? Mothers have the most incredible job with no pay. I saw on Fox News that motherhood is the equivalent of having 2.5 full-time jobs. Thanks, Mama, for working double time for me. See, no position in the business world compares to the physical, emotional, and spiritual commitment that we find in motherhood. And that being the case, I want to share a little poem with you. It's a poem that's entitled No Occupation. She rises up at the break of day, and through her tasks, she races. She cooks the meals as best she may and scrubs her children's faces. While school books, lunches, and homework too all need consideration, yet the foolish man insists that she has no occupation. When breakfast dishes are all done and she makes a pudding maybe, she cleans the room up one by one with one eye watching baby. The mending pile she then attacks by way of variation, yet still the foolish man insists she has no occupation. She irons for a little while, then presses pants for daddy. She welcomes with a cheery smile those lasses and laddies. A hearty dinner next she cooks, no time for relaxation. Yet still a foolish man insists she's got no occupation. Don't you make the mistake, friend, of asking a lady, do you work or stay at home? The only thing worse than asking that question is asking a lady if she's pregnant when she ain't. Here's the point. In spite of all Mama does, we're often impatient with her. We get so used to her taking care of everything for us, we're outraged when it doesn't get done. Are those clothes still dirty? How can I wear an unironed shirt? What do you mean we're out of my favorite cookies? You know I like mac and cheese. Where is it? She picks you up at school because she knows you hate riding the cheese wagon. And then you throw a tantrum because she's 5 minutes late. Love her patiently. Just because she's been tender to all your needs is no reason for you and I to take advantage of our moms. Now, if you're between the ages of 9 and 19, I want you to stand up. Ages 9 and 19, stand up. Here we go. All right, then. Okay. All right, y'all. Y'all ready? This was for you. It is unfair for you to be more kind, more respectful, more considerate, and more patient with your friends and with your friend's mother than you are with your own mother. Stay standing. If you treat your friends like you treat your mom, you wouldn't have no friends. And if you treated their mom like you treat your mom, their mom wouldn't let their kid have anything to do with you. Mom deserves better. Amen. Y'all can have a seat. Take that one home. That one's free. Remember, mom's not a rug for us to wipe all of our negative attitudes on. Right? She deserves better. Even as adults, y'all. We need to make sure that if we have living mothers, that we're patient with them in all the ways that you can imagine. Love her verbally, physically, patiently for sure, but also love mom attentively. Mothers listen to you as you whine and you pour out all your feelings. Man, she has this sympathetic ear. She always has. You always go to her when you want someone who will really listen, who will really understand when you know you need somebody who will be on your side. I read, or actually watched the Discovery Channel, and there was a documentary on that had men who were facing executions. And on the show, there was not only the incarcerated men, there was also interviews with their mothers. And it was really kind of interesting because invariably the mothers would say, but he's such a good boy. And the interviewer would say, yeah, but he murdered 37 people with an axe. And she would say, but he has such a good heart. No wonder we talk to our mom. She's always on our side. No wonder she listens. But now, maybe she's got problems she's dealing with. Maybe mom has a struggle that she's enduring. Now it's our turn to listen. Now it's payback time. So let's make sure that we give our moms the attention that's due her. But you say, but she's always complaining. Yeah, just like you did. Amen. Say amen. You say, all she does is talk about herself. Yeah, just like you did. Somebody say amen. You say, but she asked me the same question over and over and over again. Yeah, just like you did. So as our parents age, they also have fears and anxieties and issues in their life. May we treat them as we hope to be treated when we're enduring the same struggles that they are. Love your mama verbally. Say, I love you. Love her physically with a great big hug. Be patient with your mama. And make sure you pay her the attention due to her. But I want to encourage you to also love mom gratefully. Have you ever heard that story about the elementary science class? Teacher was teaching about magnets and how magnets attract metal to each other. And at the end of the semester, the teacher put this last question on the end of the exam. And here was the question. I have six letters. I begin with the letter M, and I pick things up. Half of the class put the same answer. Mothers. Mothers. Mom needs a sincere thank you, not just today, but from a genuinely thankful heart when it's least expected. Let's love them and be thankful for them. How many of us here today have children and parents living? Raise your hand. Children and parents. Amen. Can I tell you that you are living the best days of your life right now? Having your children and your parents, the best days of your life. You just remember, you won't always have your parents. And you won't always have this opportunity to be an influence over your children. So be grateful. Also, let us love mom generously. You know, there is nothing too good for mom. Nothing too good. You can never, ever, ever repay her for all that she's done for you. But man, we ought to die trying. Amen? We ought to die trying before she dies. You remember that she didn't spend money on your needs. She spent all her money on your needs. She didn't spend on herself. It was always on you. She could easily do without as long as you had what you needed. Well, now it's time to flip the script. Now it's time to start giving her something that she wants. We have an amen from the mothers, amen. Remember, mama cleared her schedule so that she could run your tail around. Sure that you didn't miss opportunities. All the while, she was busy giving up her opportunities. Here's a math question for you. And I want you to think about the answer in a fraction. Okay, respond in a fraction. If there's 10 people at the table and there's one apple pie, what fraction denotes how much pie each person is going to get? Well, most people would say, well, 1/10. And if you said 1/10, that means you didn't know my mama. Because it wasn't 1/10, it was 1/9, because all of a sudden mama didn't want none. Let us love her generously. But finally today, let's love mom honorably. Exodus 20, verse 12, one of the Ten Commandments, the Bible says, honor your father and mother that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord is giving to you. Friend, this is binding as long as your mother lives. Honor your mother. Yeah? The father may be the head of the household, but the mother is the heart of the household. So don't break her heart. Honor her in every way that you can. And you may say, yeah, but you don't know my mama. My mama wasn't always honorable. But the Bible doesn't say, was she honorable? The Bible says, was she your mama? Honor your mother. Now, I read an interesting little tale. It was entitled, When God Created Mothers. And it's kind of cute, but really heart-wrenching as well. When the Lord God was creating mothers, he was in his sixth day of overtime, And an angel appeared to him and said, you're doing a lot of fiddling around with this particular one here. And the Lord replied, well, you haven't seen the specs on this order. She's got to be completely washable, but she can't be made of plastic. She's got to run on black coffee and leftovers. She's got to have a kiss that can cure anything from a broken leg to a broken heart. And she's got to have 6 pair of hands. The angel said, 6 pair of hands? No way! It's not the hands that's causing the problems, the Lord said. It's the 3 pair of eyes that's giving me a headache. 1 pair of eyes has got to see behind closed doors when she asks, what are you kids doing in there? When she already knows what's going on in there. The 2 pair of eyes is the eye she has in the back of her head where she sees what she shouldn't, but what she needs to know. And then the 3rd set, of course, are the ones in front. When she looks at a child who goofs up, who's blown it big time, and she can look at him and say, I understand and I love you, and not even speak a word. God said, I'm very close to creating something like myself. Already, I have one who heals herself when she's sick. She can feed a family of 6 on 1 pound of hamburger. She can get a 9-year-old to get in the shower. And not only can she think, but she can reason and compromise with a 2-year-old. Finally, the angel ran his finger across the cheek of God's creation. And he said, oops, she sprung a leak. I told you were trying to put too much into this model. And the Lord said, that's not a leak. That's a tear. And the angel said, well, what's it for? And the Lord said, it's for joy, for sadness, for disappointment and pain. It's for loneliness and pride. And the angel said, Lord, you are a genius. And the Lord said with a somber look, I didn't put it there. It came natural. How about a hand for the crowning jewel of God's creation, mothers? Amen. Lord, help us to never be too busy for our mothers. Lord, if you would sacrifice on the cross at your death, surely we can love our mothers while we live. Today and every day, let us strive to love our mothers verbally, physically, patiently, attentively, gratefully, generously, and honorably. And I think that there's one way, one universal way that every person in this building can honor their mothers today. And that is by you giving your lives to Jesus Christ. Because there's no hope of seeing mama if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ. There's no hope of heaven for you. There's no hope of seeing mom again unless you've given your life to Christ. I want to spend eternity with my mama. I pray you do too. You come as we sing. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for mamas. Lord, and I pray that in every way conceivable, Lord, we would love our mothers. Lord, they have supernatural gifts that you have bestowed upon them. And Father, they poured all those gifts right out on us, the children. Lord, we can never repay her, but Lord, we're going to die trying. And I pray that today, Father, one way that we would at least consider repaying our mom is just by giving our lives to Jesus Christ. Father, if there's one here who would love the opportunity to have every sin they've ever committed forgiven, that they would love the opportunity to spend an eternity in heaven with the Lord their God, their Maker, that they would love the opportunity to spend an eternity with their saved mother, Father, I pray that they would come today, because we don't know what tomorrow holds. Lord, you speak to them as only you can, and we'll give you praise in advance in the mighty name of Jesus. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen.
Let's stand. Let's sing, "Just As I Am."